Government officials in India are scrambling to look at the bright side of grim economic numbers these days, but that's a challenging proposition. India's latest broad economic measure came out Friday, an economy that shrank 7.5% in the quarter that ended at the close of September. An economic advisor to the State Bank of India wrote in the Indian Express that, by comparison, things could be much worse, because in the previous quarter, the economy tumbled by nearly 24% compared to a year earlier. While that's true, it's also the case that India is now among the worst performing major economies in the world. And the damage threatens to linger, in part because of the composition of the country's business structure, which is dominated by small and medium-sized businesses. Optimists point to some recent marginal improvement from month to month. For example, car sales in October were up 5% compared to September, but down nearly five times that amount compared to a year ago. The BBC reports some measures of the service economy are also showing month-to-month increases. But India's economic growth had already started to slow before the pandemic, and the pace of any recovery, when it does come, depends, as it does elsewhere, on first slowing the spread of the virus. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.